Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The city of brotherly love has been pretty good to Indiana athletics over the years. The basketball program won the 1976 and 1981 national championships in the city of Philadelphia. And now Todd Yeagley takes his crew to their 19th College Cup, the Final Four of men's soccer. They've done it with a balance of excellent defense, great goal scoring, and a freshman class that surpassed any and all expectations. They knew they'd be good, but this good?
We had a really good feeling about the class. Staff did a great job bringing in this group. The timing was fantastic for what we were losing. The personalities, I think, was an important part, and we had players that were freshmen that were ready to step into those roles, and that's not easy, whether that be Trey or, you know, sometimes Mason. You know, he wants the big moment. You know, I use Femi as another example. You know, Femi didn't want to start, even though when I told him he needed to start. Mason would beat me to the lineup to be starting. So in a good way. It's just they're very different. So we needed that in this team, guys that were wanting that were ready. And those are obviously two, but you know, even Spencer Glass, a redshirt that's come in and given us huge minutes in different times this year, which you want in a player that kind of waited that year to now give us big time important minutes with Griffin and the rest. So, and we're still starting to, they're still seeing Justin. I think he's got some more in him this weekend. Hopefully we get him a couple games to get that opportunity, but he's still just starting to scratch the surface.
The Hoosiers take on North Carolina tomorrow night, 8:45, semifinal number 2 on ESPNU. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Todd Yeagley's been going to Final Fours as long as he can remember. As a kid, as a player, as an assistant coach, and as a head coach. His first trip as a head coach in 2012 saw the Hoosiers win their 8th national championship and his first as a head coach. With that experience under his belt, does that make his job easier this week in Philadelphia as the Hoosiers look to pick up their 9th piece of hardware?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, glass eye expectations in these events, but, you know, a lot of the questions that were coming in 12 was, wouldn't it be great if you could, you know, win one and you know, kind of put your mark and individually on it. And I've always tried hard not to think of that stuff because it's overwhelming. I've said it a long time, it's overwhelming, it still is. I just focus on this team, this opportunity. But I'll be honest with you, that's certainly something that has crossed my mind as I'm just thinking about the weekend is that, yeah, if you're there 3 or 4 times and you haven't won one, you know, my dad, I think, was there twice before he had won one. That's tough. So it was nice to have that for the program. But you know, anytime a coach starts thinking in those terms in any context, they get a little bit, they lose focus. And so I do my best not to think in those terms. But I think the questions will come less, yeah.
If Coach Yeagley has any questions this weekend, he can always ask Coach Yeagley, Dad, who has 6 national championships. The Hoosiers' quest continues. The quest for 9, the 9th star on the jersey, the 9th trophy in the trophy case. It all begins Friday night, 8:45, semifinal number 2 against the 3rd overall seed, North Carolina Tar Heels. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.